The U.S. Navy has lost a handful of sailors during the Iraq War, among them Petty Officer Second Class Christopher Watts. He was one of four Americans killed last month when a boat loaded with explosives was detonated in the Persian Gulf. Christopher Watts was 28 years old, a native of Knoxville, Tennessee, where Matt Schaefer Powell reports from WUOT.
Christopher Watts died in the waters of the Persian Gulf, thousands of miles from the place he once called home. That place is a small collection of humble houses between Kodak and Strawberry Plains, just east of Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a place that now bears the distinction of being the home of a fallen hero.
He was a really good guy, you know. He cared about his family, he cared about his country. You know, he died doing what he loved to do.
Justin Palmer works at the Handy Dandy, the grocery store slash lunch counter that serves as the center of commerce in the neighborhood where Chris Watts grew up.
He's a local guy. You know, most of everybody around here knows him. And that's, you know, it's just hard on everybody.
It's been especially hard on his family and friends, many of whom did not wish to talk on tape. But they all characterized him as a patriot, a nice guy, a good son, the loving father of a five-year-old boy, a creative artist. Annette Loy was Watts' art teacher at Jefferson County High School.
He enjoyed drawing. He was very imaginative and was into a lot of fantasy-type things or mythological kinds of things. He really just enjoyed his art and used it as a means to just enhance his life.
Loy says Watts was very personable, lively, someone who got along with everyone.
The thing I remember about Chris is that he was just a very pleasant guy, and he'd always be smiling, and he'd always have some pleasant remark. No matter if he was having all kinds of trouble that day, he was always smiling, and he was always upbeat and making the best of every situation.
Christopher Watts joined the Navy in 1995, following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather. He was a signalman on the USS Firebolt, a coastal patrol ship. While in the States, the ship was stationed at the Little Creek Naval Amphibious Base in Virginia Beach. Lieutenant Mark Allison is a chaplain there. He says the death of Watts and the two other men in the suicide bombing has caused many of those at Little Creek to take an inventory of what's important to them.
There's a tremendous sorrow for those that are dying, but there's also an understanding that freedom is not free, and if we're going to protect ourselves and protect our home, that it does come with a price, and sometimes that price is very high.
Those who knew Chris Watts say he understood the sacrifice that he might have to make, but his high school art teacher, Annette Loy, says it's still difficult to take.
I feel a very, you know, profound sense of sadness that he lost his life in this way, and I think it's another very sad moment for our country that a young person has lost his life.
Loy says Watts' death is a reminder that behind every casualty statistic, there's a face. In this case, it's a face that was always smiling. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.